And at 8:51, time to bring in meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. It looks as though we're going to see some showers and thunderstorms working their way across portions of the Midwest as we move forward through the next 48 hours. A little disturbance starting off the day in the far uppermost parts of the Midwest will likely work its way east-southeastward as we go forward through the day. We'll see a risk of showers and thunderstorms in almost all locations across the region over this next 2 days. But some of the rain is going to be a little bit disappointing. But the bottom line is that it will help hold the temperatures back a bit over these 2 days and also help to lift the topsoil moisture in some locations. Some of the greatest rain will be in the upper parts of the Midwest, and in that region we will look for rain totals running anywhere from about a half inch to an inch and a half. Could be something locally heavier perhaps in a couple of spots. That's up in the Dakotas and Minnesota, parts of northern Iowa and Wisconsin. When you get down into Missouri and Kansas and parts of Nebraska, it doesn't look quite so good. A few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch may occur, with a couple of spots maybe getting 3/4 of an inch or more. In the lower eastern Midwest, we will see a pocket of some greater rainfall, perhaps, in parts of northern or even west central and northwestern Indiana. I should have said northern Illinois and west central and northwestern Indiana. These areas will have a pretty decent chance for seeing good coverage of rain, and amounts generally probably run from about 3/10 of an inch upwards to an inch over the next 24 to 48 hours. A lot of the precipitation there will hold off until we get into the overnight hours tonight, but there'll be a few showers around before then. And it still looks as though that once this rain event is over, which will be probably Wednesday night, early Thursday morning, we will fall back into a bit of a drier mode again, and the temperatures will begin to warm up. A ridge of high pressure is expected to build rather significantly from the southwestern United States through the heart of the U.S. Plains and into the upper Midwest. This will occur from Friday all the way through Monday. And what that will do is two things. Number one, it'll block any kind of weather systems from coming into the eastern Midwest for a while, so it will be dry over a big part of that period of time. And the second thing is the heat will build up rather impressively out across parts of the plains and will eventually work its way into a part of the western Corn Belt. Temperatures in the 90s to over 100 degrees will occur from Texas northward to South Dakota, maybe even impacting a part of southwestern Minnesota and westernmost Iowa as we finish out the weekend and move into Monday. A cool air mass will then come in from Canada as we go into Monday night, Tuesday, and even Wednesday, and it will bring a chance for some showers and thunderstorms and certainly some relief to the warm temperature bias, and that will include all of the Midwest. But the southwest corner of the region will probably not cool off as well as the rest of the area. And by the southwest, I'm referring to Kansas and Missouri, parts of southwestern Iowa and southeastern Nebraska, as well as the Delta. These areas are all at ground zero, as far as I'm concerned, for the ongoing warm and dry bias that should prevail through a big part of the summer. In the meantime, the eastern Midwest will have a chance for some showers during the early to middle part of next week. As that cooler air mass comes southward, it won't be big, heavy soakings by any means, but we will probably see a little bit of shower activity that will offer some temporary improvement in topsoil moisture. Certainly a bigger soaking of rain is going to be necessary at some point down the road. The temperatures here in the near-term part of the forecast will be seasonable. We'll expect to see the afternoon temperatures today in the upper 70s in the north and 80s across most other areas, some lower 90s near the Ohio River. And for the next 2 or 3 days, we'll probably see 80s and lower 90s dominate a big part of the Midwest. Certainly not much cool-off taking place at night. The lows will probably hold back into the 60s, even some 70s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew, thanks a lot.
Have a great day.
Meteorologist Drew Lerner joining us from World Weather Incorporated.